Estevan, a woman who resided in Estevan, was murdered earlier this spring in her home country of Bangladesh. Reports indicate that Afroza Begum had been buried at the home of her husband's family, and her body was uncovered May 31. Her husband's father, brother and sister-in-law were remanded into custody for the killing, while her husband's aunt was ordered to jail. The reports say Begum's husband had not been immediately arrested and was on the run from police. It's believed he fled to Canada. Haley Burden attended the college's Estevan campus with Begum, and said they knew each other pretty well from the Adult Basic Education, ABE, program at the college's Estevan campus. They were in classes together for the 2021-22 school year and graduated last June. "We did hang out and go to activities with other classmates," said Burden. "She was a really nice person to her friends. I remember every time she would see me, she would tell me how good I looked and how nice it was to see me. And she would always have a smile on her face." Begum also tried to look her best. Burden once worked at a couple of clothing stores in the Estevan Market Mall, and Begum would shop there even before they were classmates and friends. "I remember we went mini golfing with a couple of classmates, and while most of us were in jeans and sneakers and stuff, she was in this nice outfit with some nice shoes," Burden recalled, adding that when they went to Sky Park in Regina for go-karting, Begum was also well-dressed with a nice shirt on. Begum also took classes through the Essential Skills program offered at the college. Despite the friendship that formed, Begum and Burden had lost touch. Burden recalled that Begum eventually stopped posting on Facebook. "I didn't really talk to her much, unfortunately," said Burden. "You kind of think you have all of the time in the world, but you don't." Begum was very excited to graduate the ABE program at the college. Burden said she was always in an upbeat mood, but on graduation day Begum was so bright and proud. Her children were in attendance and they were so pleased for her as well. A friend of Burden's texted her about Begum's death. The friend sent Burden a link to one of the articles that appeared online. Begum was reportedly 40 at the time of her death. She had a son Antu and a daughter Anessa from a previous marriage. "She talked so highly of her children, all the time," said Burden. "She was so proud of them. I remember she would talk about how her son was in college, I believe it was something to do with medicine. But she was very proud of him for that," said Burden. Burden also noted that Begum spoke of how well her daughter was doing in her studies at the Estevan Comprehensive School.